请我们读几处的经文。我们请大家先翻到诗篇43篇第四节。诗篇43篇第四节。我们找到了，一起来读。我就走到神的祭坛，到我最喜乐的神那里。神啊，我的神，我要弹琴称赞你。作诗歌的人，他称他的神是最喜乐的神。
The psalmist says that God is the, my joy.
中文跟英文有一点不一样，英文是讲、To the God of my gladness of joy. 我们在读约翰福音第十五章第九节到第十一节。约翰福音十五章第九节到第十一节，我们还是一起来读。我爱你们，正如父爱我一样，你们要藏在我的爱里。你们若遵守我的命令，就藏在我的爱里，正如我遵守了我父的命令，藏在他的爱里。这些事我已经对你们说了，是要叫我的喜乐存在你们心里，并叫你们的喜乐可以满足。我们再翻到约翰福音16章16节。我们一起读。等不多时，你们就不得见我；再等不多时，你们还要见我。我们读同一章16章20节到22节。我实实在在地告诉你们，你们将要痛哭哀嚎，世人倒要喜乐；你们将要忧愁，然而你们的忧愁要变为喜乐。妇人生产的时候就忧愁，因为他的时候到了，既生了孩子，就不再纪念那苦楚，因为欢喜世上生了一个人。你们现在也是忧愁，但我要再见你们，你们的心就喜乐了，这喜乐也没有人能夺去。我们再翻到17章12节13节。
17, 12, 13.
约翰福音17章12节。我与他们同在的时候，因你所赐给我的名保守了他们，我也护卫了他们。其中除了那灭亡之子，没有一个灭亡的，好像经上的话得应验。现在我往你那里去，我还在世上说这话，是叫他们心里充满我的喜乐。我们在读腓立比书3章第1节。我们一起来。弟兄们，我还有话说，你们要靠主喜乐。我把这话再写给你们，与我并不为难，与你们却是妥当。第4章第4节。我们一起读。你们要靠主常常喜乐，我再说你们要喜乐。我们再读雅各书
1章第2节。
雅各书1章第2节。我们一起来。我的弟兄们， 你们若在百般试炼中，都要以为大喜乐。我们最后读彼得前书第一章第六节到第八节，我们一起来。因此你们是大有喜乐，但如今在百般的试炼中暂时忧愁，叫你们的信心既被试验，就比那被火试验仍然能坏的金子更显宝贵，可以在耶稣基督显现的时候得到称赞、荣耀、尊贵。你们虽然没有见过他，却是爱他，如今虽不得看见，却因信他，就有说不出来满有荣光的大喜乐。好，我们今天晚上读经暂时读这么多。我们再有一点简单的祷告。主耶稣，我们感谢你，因为我们奉你名聚集的时候，主啊，你就在我们的中间。主啊，我们向你说，我们的心盼望在这里见到你的面。主啊，愿你预备我们，愿你得着我们，愿你向我们说话。主啊，正像当日你向门徒们说话一样。主啊，让我们因着见你的面，我们心里面就有满足的喜乐。谢谢你听我们的祷告，奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。昨天晚上啊，我们和弟兄姊妹交通到平安与安息的生活。
Last night we shared about peace and restful life.
我们说到主耶稣在上十字架以前，
He said that before the Lord went to the cross,
他将两样重要的祝福留给他的门徒，也是我们这些属主的儿女。
He left two important blessings to his disciples and also to those who belong to the Lord.
第一个就是他将他的平安留给他的门徒。
First, he left his peace to the disciples.
第二个就是他将他的喜乐赐给他的门徒们。我们讲到呢，平安关乎我们能够过一个正常的生活。好使我们在地上呢，我们能够有一个正常的人格。
Here on earth we can have a normal character.
我们知道很多在不平安环境中长大的人呢，他们的人格也是受损的。
We know that those who grew up in an environment that lacked peace, their character is always blemished.
我们要过一个正常的基督徒的生活，我们需要有主的平安。
If we want to go through a normal Christian life, we need the peace of our Lord.
而不是世界上人的平安。
It's not the peace of the world or other people's peace.
我们也讲到哈，这个主的平安啊，它的根基是在我们里面的安息。
The peace of our Lord, the foundation is there's rest in us.
平安是外面生活的表现。
Peace is an outward manifestation.
安息是里面真实的状况。
While rest is an inward
好，我们也提到哈，主耶稣赐给我们的安息啊，是他自己的安息。
The Lord gave us His own peace.
主赐的平安呢，是超越环境而且得胜环境的一个安息平安。
The peace that the Lord gave us is a victorious type of peace. It's beyond the circumstance.
好，我们每一个属主的儿女，我们都有了这个平安。
Every one of us who belongs to Him has this peace.
但是主的话语劝勉我们呢，我们要竭力进入神的安息。
But the word of the Lord says that we have to enter into this peace.
我们要常常的到主耶稣跟前来。
We need to go before Him.
主耶稣在马太福音十一章里面呼召门徒们。
In Matthew 11, the Lord called the disciples.
他说：“凡劳苦担重担的人呢，可以到我这里来。”
Come ye all who are heavy laden.
我就使你们得享安息。
And I will give you rest.
他说呢，啊，你们要负我的轭。
You have to bear my yoke.
要学我的样式。
And learn of me.
然后主启示他自己，他说我心里面呢是柔和谦卑的。
And the Lord said, I am humble and lowly.
我们与主一同负轭的时候，我们开始学习主里面的样式。
When we bear his yoke, then we learn of his character.
我们知道在旧约时代呢，以色列的农人耕田呢，他们常常是两个轭啊，两头牛一起耕田。
We know that in Israel in the old times there are two
一个 double yoke.
Yeah, double.
好，那么 一只呢是有经验的牛，
One is with experience.
另外一头呢是年轻啊要学习的牛。
The other is a being trained.
主用那一幅图画来描写我们今天学他的样式。
This picture, the Lord wants us to learn of him.
是我们若是肯把我们的意志摆在神的这个主耶稣的这个这个轭的底下。
If our will is under his yoke.
我们知道牛负轭的时候呢，是把它的颈子低下来呢，把这个套上去。
We know that a cow has to bend down and put the yoke on the neck.
弟兄姊妹们，我们基督徒若是要学基督，光是用头脑悟性听到啊，你发现我们学不到的。
We know that if we just use our intellect to know the Lord, we will not know it.
我们一定要过一关的，肯把自己的颈子低下来。我们的意志服下来，让主的轭套上去。
We need to be bowing down our neck and put our will under him.
若是我们有这样的学习了，
If we have this kind of learning,
或者过了这一关啊，
or and pass this,
我们才可能开始学主耶稣的样式。
Then we can learn of him.
所以当这一个年轻的牛啊跟这个老练的牛一起负轭的时候。
So when this old and this young cow,
这一个老练的牛呢，是照着这个主人的指挥呢往前走。
The old one is following the bidding of the master.
年轻的牛啊，没有经验的，它照着自己的喜好。
The younger one is always following his own liking.
但是每次照着自己喜好的时候，它就被这个老练的牛拉回来。
But every time he's going his own way, the other older one will.
每次拉回来的时候，他的意志都要再一次的受修正。
Every time he's being dragged over, the will has to be adjusted.
弟兄姊妹们，这是我们得安息的一个很重要的操练。
This is a very important exercise.
很多时候我们呢不安息啊，是因为我们的意志服不下了。
A lot of times we don't have rest because our will is not willing to stop.
什么时候我们到主面前说主啊，我愿意。
Every time we come to the Lord and said, I'm willing.
很奇妙的啊，主的能力在安息中就临到我们。
Very amazing, the rest of the Lord will come.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有这种经验？
Have you had this experience?
我要跟大家承认，我早期这一方面挣扎非常的厉害。
I admit that in the early days, I have great struggle in this area.
我常常有一些我自己放不下的事情，在主面前跟主讲理由挣扎。
There are many things I cannot lay down and I argue with the Lord.
我也立志，但是都没有用。
And I decided to do things, but I can't.
直到我到主面前说，主啊，我愿意。奇妙，我就得释放。
But when only when I come before the Lord and I said I'm willing.
这样子。我们学到的是主里面的形象。
This, if we learn this, then we learn what's inward.
主说我心里面柔和谦卑。
The Lord said, I'm lowly and humble.
若是你能，我们能够学到主柔和和谦卑。
If we can learn of his humility.
主说呢，你必然在自己的魂里面找到那个安息。
Then in your soul you'll find that rest.
我们有了这个安息呢，在外面就会有平安的表现。
And if we have this rest in us, then we'll have peace outside.
什么叫做柔和呢？
What is
这个 meekness 啊？什么叫做柔和呢？或者 gentle 啊？
what is meekness or gentleness?
好，是不是说话声音轻一点就是柔和呢？
It says if you speak in a soft voice, you're meek.
弟兄姊妹，那也是一种柔和的表现。
Well, that's a manifestation.
但是有的人说话很轻哈，但是他这个意志很强。
But some speak softly, but their will is very strong.
好，所以我们中国人讲，有的女性会发小姐脾气，她是不说话的。但是你知道他脾气在哪里、啊？那不柔和了，那不是主讲的这个柔和。
Some women they just refuse to speak, and you know that their heart is like.
真正的柔和啊，乃是一个人能听别人的声音。
True meekness.
听别人的意见。
Is if you can listen to other people.
能接纳别人。
You can accept others.
好，我们当然是先学会听神的，借着圣灵主的声音。
Of course, first we have to listen to the Lord, to the Holy Spirit.
好，所以有一位主的仆人讲，这个柔和啊，说出这个人他有一个 teachable heart, 他有一个受教的心。
So to be meek is to have a teachable heart.
好，弟兄姊妹，今天我们在肉身中有时碰到有的人啊，我们称他做很随和 ，easy going。
Sometimes we say people are easy going.
或者那个可以描写一点点柔和的光景。
You can describe a little bit about meekness.
好，我们知道这个牛啊，如果它不柔和的话，它要走自己的方向，主人要它往前呢，它会顶撞。
When this cow, if he wants to go its own way, then you know it's gonna get hurt.
主耶稣负轭的时候，他是非常受教的，父怎样说，他就怎样行。
When the Lord bears his yoke, he whatever the Father says, then he does it.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们里面的。得安息的秘诀。
This is the secret of having.
好，我们要常常为着这件事到主的面前来祷告，为自己祷告。
We need to be praying about this for ourselves.
好，我们常常为别弟兄姊妹祷告，主啊，让他听进去，让他听进去。好，我们自己没听进去。
We always pray for other people that they will listen, but we don't ourselves.
这个，什么叫做谦卑呢？
What is humble?
谦卑英文呢有一个翻译叫做 lowliness、啊、把自己看得很低，站得很低，它是意念的问题。
It's lowly, it's putting yourself in a low position.
意思就是他肯放下自己。
That means it's willing to lay down.
弟兄姊妹们，当我们这样到主面前来看见主里面生命的形象的时候，我们才会有真实的学习。
So when we see the Lord, then we will have real learning.
弟兄姊妹，很多时候我们像保罗，他没有蒙恩得救以前啊，我们是照着外貌来认识基督的。
Paul, before he was saved, he kind of know the Lord from the outward.
From appearance. 啊，但是呢，等到他里面蒙怜悯的时候，他开始从里面来认识基督。
But when he experienced the mercifulness of God, then from inside changed.
我们感谢主，主把他的平安赐给我们。
He thanked the Lord that he gave us his
peace. 所以使得神的儿女们呢，在基督的平安里面，过一个和世人完全不同的生活。
So that when we have the peace of the Lord in us, we live a different kind of life.
我们可能和世人生活在同样的环境里面，但是完全不同的表现。
Even though we live in the same kind of circumstance as people of the world, but we have a different perspective.
我盼望我能够把这个点啊，让弟兄姊妹能够清楚。
I hope that this will be clear to brothers and sisters.
我自己也祷告主，求主让我里面的。清楚看见这个点，并且有深刻的印象。
I pray to the Lord that I will be clear on this point.
好像我们在碰见各种环境的时候，我们不靠着世界的世人所给的平安，我们能够活在主的平安里面。
So whatever I encounter, I will not use the peace of the world.
在教会历史中，在我们自己肉身生活中，实在见到许多弟兄姊妹呢，活在这个平安的里面。
In the history of the church and in real life, we know that Christians live in this.
我举一个例子啊，就是这个约翰卫斯理跟他的弟弟 Charles Wesley.
John Wesley and Charles Wesley.
他们年轻的时候呢，啊，因着主爱的缘故，他们跨越大西洋从英国呢 到北美洲来向印第安人传福音。
Because of the love of the Lord, they were compelled to go from England here to North America to preach to the native.
他们那时候认识的是公义的福音。The gospel of righteousness. 啊，他们传的就是你们要悔改，你们要悔改，不然审判就临到了。
What they preached was they you have to repent.
啊，但是他在这个坐船呢过大西洋的时候，碰见了飓风。暴风雨。
But when they were in the ship, they encountered a few storms.
那个时候还没有这个现在这种大船呢，都是木头的帆船。
It's only you know wooden sail.
非常危险。
It's very dangerous.
啊，所以我们他们在船上，大家都感觉要丧命了，心里都没有平安。
So they don't have peace. They thought they will be losing.
因为卫斯理弟兄呢，他在船上看到这种情形，他也失去平安，害怕的不得了。
And same with John Wesley, he was scared.
但是看见那个三等舱了，有一群好像是乡下人、农人了，他们围在一圈，大人小孩，非常的安静，他们在唱诗歌。
But he saw a group. They're like from the rural area. They're very peaceful singing hymns.
他就很稀奇啊，就去问他们。
So he was surprised. He asked them,
你们不害怕吗？
Aren't you fearful?
他说我们不害怕。
They said we're not.
因为我们有主的平安。
Because we have the peace of the Lord.
原来这一班人是摩尔维亚的弟兄们。
They were Moravians.
啊，他们认识主。
They know the Lord.
他们并且呢操练住在主里面。
And they practice abiding in.
那一次的印象在威斯理身上非常的重要。
This became a very deep impression in him.
后来他从北美回到英国啊。
When he went back from North America.
他感觉到他信主是信主，但是他缺了一些东西。
He knew that he believed in the Lord, but he lacked something.
啊，所以他好好的寻求，他有受教的心。
And he had a teachable heart.
有一天他读这个马丁路德的《罗马书注释》。
One time he read the Romans by Martin Luther.
这个 commentary on Romans by Martin Luther. 他那前面有一篇序言，马丁路德讲到他自己得救的事情。
He talked about his own salvation.
他看见因信称义的恩典。
He saw the grace saved by faith.
忽然之间呢。他自己做见证，就有一股暖流啊，像一股爱啊，进到他的心里面。
He felt a love entered him.
以前他用意志来接受主，那一天他里面重生得救。
Before he used his will to accept the Lord, but now he really got saved.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，今天我们每一个属主的儿女，我们都需要这样子住在主的平安里面。
Every one of us have to be abiding in His peace.
啊，今天晚上呢，我们要和弟兄姊妹再看另外一个题目。
We'll be looking at another topic.
就是基督徒啊，这个爱、恩典和喜乐的生活。
It's the love, grace, in the life of Christian.
啊，还有 joy.
Joy.
啊，我们或者是讲呢，我们就是喜乐的生活。
It's the life of joy.
刚才我们读到诗篇四十三篇。
We read Psalm 43.
这个作诗的人他说，我就走到神的祭坛，到我最喜乐的神那里。
It says I go before the Lord. 43.
第四节。
43. I will go to the altar of God.For the God, my joy and my delight.
好，那我们英文是说呢，我的神是我的喜乐，好，是我的欢喜。
In English, it says God is my joy and my delight.
好，中文圣经它有另外一个领会的翻译，他说我的神是最喜乐的神。
In the Chinese, it says God is the most joyful.
好，就这个 God of joy。我们的神呢，不仅是 God of peace， 而且他是 God of joy。
He's not only the God of peace, but he's also.
我们遇见神的时候，不仅遇见了平安，我们必定也遇见喜乐。
Not only will we have peace, but we also.
我们的神是喜乐的神。
Our God is the God of joy.
所以有人讲了，当他创造人之前呢，他预备了一个快乐的园子，啊，叫做伊甸园。
That's why he prepared a joyful garden, the Garden of Eden.
好，我们知道这个伊甸园的意思就是快乐的园子。
The meaning of the Garden of Eden is the Garden of Joy.
好，弟兄姊妹们，只有神能够造一个快乐的园子。
Only God can create.
然后他把人就放在这个园子里面来享受他的快乐。
And he put man in this garden to experience his joy.
弟兄姊妹，这是原初神的，他还没有造人以前呢，他对人的一个意念。
This is what God has planned before even he created man.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有想到啊？啊，今天人的生活跟神心中要给我们的是不是走样了呢？
Don't you think that what's going on today is different from what God intended?
今天的人非常的努力，想把这个自己居住的环境变成一个快乐的环境，是不是
？Today, men want to create a joyful place for himself.
啊，但是呢，就在人这样做的时候，人里面产生了许多的痛苦。
But when he's trying to do this, he's full of pain and suffering.
啊，里面也产生了很多的难处。
And a lot of difficulties.
我们知道这个原因的，乃是因着神的对头撒旦啊，破坏神的旨意。
It's because
破坏神的工作。
Satan has destroyed the work of God.
啊，撒旦用谎言呢来欺骗人。
Satan used lies to deceive people.
他就把他自己的性质呢放在人性的里面。
He put his own character in man.
以至于神呢把人逐出那快乐的原子。
And God has to get rid of man from the.
人类离开了神的面呢，我们的生活里面就充满了愁苦，啊，劳苦愁烦和许多的苦难、忧伤。
And when man left.God, then there's full of suffering.
啊，但是即便是这样，神他原初造人的心意并没有改变。
But in spite of that, the original will of God for creating man.
因为我们的神乃是喜乐的神。
Because our God is a God of joy.
啊，他造人，他有一个意念啊，他这个意念就是要人能够享受、分享他的喜乐。
He has an intention that man will share with his joy.
所以主耶稣在离开世界以前
，So before our Lord left.
啊，在约翰福音十五章那里，主说
，In John 15,
主说我爱你们，正如父爱我一样。
He says, "I love you like the Father loves me."
你们要藏在我的爱里。
You have to be in my love.
你们若遵守我的命令，就藏在我的爱里。
And if you obey my commandment, you will remain in my love.
好，正如我遵守了我父的命令。
Just as I have obeyed my father's commandment.
藏在他的爱里。
And remain in his love.
这些事我已经对你们说了。
I told you this.
是要叫你们，叫我的喜乐存在你们心里。
So that my joy may be in you.
并叫你们的喜乐可以满足。
And that your joy may be complete.
现在神能够在他的爱子里面再一次把他的喜乐赐给人。
Again, God can give us his joy through his son.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们人呢活在地上，人也会自己寻找自己的快乐，是不是？
Man can seek his own happiness.
好，我们知道今天人在地上非常的努力，大家追求这个追求那个，最终呢大家都希望自己快乐。
Everybody is working so hard to get hold of happiness.
啊，但是当人这样努力的时候，
But when man is working hard on this,
我们看见撒旦在人性里面种下的那个痛苦的根源一直就拖着。
What Satan put in man, the suffering,
所以连使徒们的交通都讲到，我们在地上有百般的试炼。
And that's why even the apostle says that you know there's a lot of trials.
这个 various trials 啊，各式各样的试炼啊。你看做学生有做学生的试炼，对不对？啊，做儿女有做儿女的试炼，做父母亲有做父母亲的试炼，是不是这样的？
There are different kinds of trials for students, for people working, or for
你没有房子的时候，有没有房子租房子的试炼？啊，
or renting a house trial.
有了你自己的房子，你就有做这个 homeowner 的试炼。
Yeah, trials to a homeowner.
好，所以你看今天人呢，在生活里面有许许多多的矛盾。
There are a lot of conflict.
好像没有结婚的人就羡慕结婚。
Those who are not married, they want.
结了婚的人就羡慕了，我能够回到单身多好。
Those who are married want to be single again.
啊，这我们看见，这是使徒们他们讲的，我们在地上有百般的试炼。
There's various trials.
啊，不仅是试炼叫我们受熬炼嘛。
And these trials train us.
而且呢，很多时候仇敌呢借着罪哈、啊，或者借着快乐来引诱我们犯罪。
And the enemy used a lot of leisure fun things to
tempt us to sin.是不是？今天好多人呢，以为做那件事我就会快乐了，结果做的时候就犯了罪。
They think that if I do this thing, I'll be happy. 引诱嘛。Do it, they sin.
好，弟兄姊妹们，这些啊，我们可能在那个事情中有暂时的快乐。圣经上讲到这个叫做最终之乐。
There is pleasure in sin.
但是最后呢，自己吃到的乃是痛苦的果子。
But then what you get is suffering.
人在地上，今天每一个人可以这样讲，我们都在寻找快乐。
We can say that all of us are looking for happiness.
就是那些啊，我们讲今天年轻人讲那些书呆子啊，叫做 nerd， 他读书哈、啊，那就是他的快乐，是不是、啊？
Even the nerds, they find happiness in studying.
我这一次在飞机上啊，看到一个小小的一个 excerpt 啊。是 Bill Gates 写的，他 Be nice to a nerd. You don't know, one day you may work for one of them. 他就是，对不对？他读高中的时候，大家都看他是个 nerd， 但是现在大家都跟他，都在他的底下帮他做事情。啊，弟兄姊妹，你知道人呢，每一个人追求他专心做的事情，他就以那个为他的快乐。
Whatever people is concentrating on, that is their source of happiness.
啊，有的人以赚钱为乐。
Some people find happiness in making money.
啊，以为呢，钱多了他就快乐。
They think more money will make them happy.
有的人追求要有名望。
Or for their name.
啊，不光是世界上的人呢追求名望。
Not only people of the world do that.
今天很多神的儿女们呢，在所谓的基督教的世界里面也追求这个东西。
A lot of children of God, they're looking for their name too.
啊，盼望别人认识我。
They want to be known.
盼望别人称赞我。
Or to be known.
啊，觉得我是一个爱主的人，我会做工的人。
That they
to be recognized.
That.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，我们看见这些都是啊，叫我们痛苦的。
All this give us suffering.
也有人追求地位。
Some look for place, high place.
啊 ，position. 啊，所以在社会上，在各式各样的他生活的环境里面，总要站得比别人高。
They want to be higher than others.
弟兄姊妹们，这是世界上人追求的快乐。
This is what a world looks like.
但是主耶稣在这里讲到另外一种的快乐。
But our Lord talks about a different kind of joy.
他生命的快乐叫做他自己的快乐。
It's the
他离开世界以前，他告诉门徒们说：“你有一条路可以得着我这个快乐。”
There is a way to get this joy.
啊，我们知道基督徒啊，若是光有平安的生活
，Christian if only have peaceful life.
但是从来没有喜乐
，but do not have joy.
你可能过一个正常的生活，但是没有见证。
It might be a normal life, but there's.
别人看着像你们这样信主苦哈哈的，我不要这个。
They say, "Oh, if we believe and we only end up like you, very suffering. We don't want."
我有一次在一个聚会里面。
One time I was in a meeting.
啊，聚完会了，有一个福音朋友来跟我谈，他是学艺术的。
After the meeting, a non-believer talked to me. He was in art.
啊，他就问我。啊，他说你能不能用一个字讲呢？信耶稣有什么好处？不是一句话，一个字。
One word, what's good about?
我说英文有，中文要两个字。
There's one word in English, but Chinese.
我不要弟兄姊妹，你用什么？有人讲爱。
Some people say love.
啊，有的人讲圣洁。
Some people.
有人讲公义。
Or.
我那天跟他回答，我说我信主以后。我有喜乐。
I said after I believe I have joy.
这个喜乐是人夺不去的。
And this joy cannot be taken away.
这主耶稣告诉我们。 我那天讲的时候，我真的就很喜乐。他说我看你是好像有一点喜乐。
And after I said that, he said, "Oh, I think you are."
弟兄姊妹们，今天如果教会里面大家都很严肃、很圣洁、很端庄的，别人怕死我们了。
If everybody in the church just looks holy and proper, people are going to be scared of us.
但是神的儿女们有这些敬虔，有这种敬畏啊，在我们里面有一个神圣的喜乐。
But if we have this godliness inside, there will be a joyful outpouring.
但这个神圣的喜乐跟我们肉身的生活比较啊，我们基督徒的喜乐确实也是在患难中的喜乐。
And our joy is a joy amid suffering.
好，我们的主他在地上的时候，他就是过这样的生活。
Our Lord lived this kind of life when he was on earth.
我在思想今天和弟兄姊妹交通的时候。
When I think about this to share
with you,
I think about our Lord. He's an amazing person.
真，他说话呢很平常。
When he speaks, it seems very normal.
但是当他碰见人的时候呢，他里面有一个东西出来，叫人不由自主的被吸引。
But when he met people, there's something that attracts them to him.
今天很多有成就的人、有才干的人、有学问的人都想收徒弟，对不对？
A lot of people who are very capable, they kind of want to have disciples.
甚至连基督徒都想去 disciple 别人了。好，我们一天到晚要 disciple training 呢，都想收徒弟。
We want to do discipling.
我有的人是，请原谅我这个岔出去讲一下。所以现在很多神学院，有人告诉我说，洛杉矶啊，华人居住的地方，一条街上好几家神学院都要收 disciple。
People said, well, you know, in the place there would be two, three seminaries along the street.
我常常就接到一些的交通信啊，请你推荐人到我们这里来受训练。
And a lot of advertisements saying, you know, recommend somebody to come to the seminar.
我们感谢主啊，有很多人有心来帮助别人。
We're very thankful there are a lot of people who have a heart to help others.
但主耶稣在肉身中的时候，
But when our Lord was here,
他好像从来没有做这些事情。
He never do this.
好，我们知道他受浸的第二天。
After he was 2 days after he was baptized.
好，他。经过施洗约翰受浸的那约旦河边，
He went by the Jordan.
他只不过走过去，约翰远远的看见他，就对门徒们说：“看呐、神的羔羊。”
And John saw him and said, "There, Lamb of God."
那一天呢，这个使徒约翰和安德烈他们两个就看了一眼了，他们就被吸引了。
And John and Andrew saw him and they were immediately taken by him.
所以这一个拿撒勒人耶稣啊。在他身上真是很奇妙。今天你我走路啊，别人看一眼，他说我就来跟你学好不好？你会有这种事吗？啊
？Today, are people gonna come to you and say we're gonna follow you?
啊，弟兄姊妹，我们信主这么多年，你走来走去，有没有人说呢？我要认识耶稣。
Have anybody approach you and said I want to know Jesus?
可见在你我身上，好像没有主耶稣身上有的一种的气质。
It seems that we lack something that our Lord.
一种生命的流露。
A manifestation of life.
我们知道有一天呢，主走到加利利海边呢，看见这彼得在那里撒网。
One day the Lord saw Peter casting the net.
主耶稣没有在那讲一篇很动听的道呢，彼得被折服了，就说我要来跟你学怎么讲道。
The Lord didn't do a very long sermon, and then Peter came and said, "I want to learn from you."
主耶稣是轻轻的讲一声。来跟从我。
The Lord only said, "Follow me."
彼得立刻就放下。
And Peter immediately.
在他里面有一个奇妙的吸引力出来了。
Peter immediately was attracted by our Lord.
这是主在地上的生活。
This is the kind of life our Lord.
我们今天要着重在讲主耶稣他里面的喜乐。
We want to talk about the inward joy of our Lord.
这是主生命里面的一种非常特别的性质。
It's a very different kind of.
他的喜乐是不受环境影响，不被环境压倒的。今天你我你知道，我们人也有的人是比较乐观的。
know that some of us are optimistic.
好，但是乐观的人有时候也被环境压倒。
But even then,
是不是？
You can be put down by situation.
乐观人也能够给人一点鼓舞哈，这个带给人一点的开朗，但是那完全不同的性质。
Optimist can help other people, but this is different from what we're talking about.
神的儿子降生呢，是何等的卑微啊！是降生在马槽里面。
When the Lord came, he was in a very lowly position in a manger.
今天在圣诞节有人这个表演了婴孩耶稣在马槽，那个马槽很干净的。
Today in Christmas we you know we enact and the manger looks very clean.
但是主耶稣那个时候摆的那个马槽就是普通的马槽，真的里面各种味道都有，可能还有很多湿湿的东西啊。
But when our Lord was in the manger, it was you know and every kind of smell was there and it probably is wet and damp.
那一天呢，这些在旷野牧羊的人，他们看经历了大的喜乐。
But the shepherds experienced great joy.
神的儿子啊，把天上哈、啊、神里面的那个喜乐带到地上来。
The Son of God brought God's joy to the earth.
啊，所以主一生的成长，我们看见他这个喜乐在各种的环境里面考验，是真的还是被环境压倒的
？And this joy was tested under every circumstance.
我相信大家都很熟悉主耶稣的身体。
I know you're all familiar with the life of Christ.
主耶稣第八天就受割礼。
And the eighth day he was circumcised.
就到圣殿里面去献祭。
And was in the temple.
因为他是头生的，就把他的父母就把他归给神。
Because he's the firstborn, so the parents offered him to God.
接下来呢，我们看见逼迫就来了。
Soon after persecution came.
他们就逃难逃到埃及去。
And they went to Egypt.
我们看见这是圣经里面我们看见，然后等到那个逼迫他的要追杀他的希律啊过世了以后，约瑟才把他们带回到拿撒勒。
And only after the one who persecuted them Herod died, then Joseph brought them back.
在拿撒勒呢，一直住到12岁，他才第二次上圣殿去。
When he was 12, that's the second time he went to the temple.
主耶稣呢，到了圣殿里面，他那个喜乐。向着父显出来。
And when he was in the temple, his joy was overflowing.
我想十二岁的男孩子啊，今天呢，如果啊到了一个陌生的环境，哇，那开心的。
A boy of 12 when he goes to a new place, he's very excited.
现在弟兄姊妹孩子到别人家了，大家一马上就到 game room 去，打开这个就对着荧幕就，这就他们的快乐，是不是啊？
When kids go to visit people's place, they go to the game room.
但主耶稣那一天呢？当主他的父母亲都离开耶路撒冷了，他还在圣殿里面坐在众人的中间，一面听一面问。
But our Lord, even after his parents left, he was in the middle of his elders.One listening and asking.
当玛利亚来找他的时候，他说：“岂不知我当以我父和父家的事为念
？”And when Mary came and looked for him, he said, "Shouldn't I be concerned?"
他何等的喜乐！啊，以神的事情为他的喜乐。
He was joyful with the Father.
弟兄姊妹，今天很多神的儿女们呢，我们信主以后呢，我们可能还道理不明白。但是一摸到神家的事情就喜乐。
A lot of us when we just believe, we might not understand a lot of doctrine, but when we come to the house of
那是主的喜乐。
This is the joy of the Lord.
好，我们看见主十二岁他回去顺服他的父母，就长在拿撒勒。
And the Lord went back with his parents and grew up in Nazareth.
等到他公开侍奉的时候
，And when he started,
有一天主讲到人为生活的忧虑。
And the Lord talked about people being worried about their life.
啊，那么主讲到呢，他说这个天空的飞鸟也不种也不收。
He said that the birds they do not plant, they do not harvest.
野地的百合花也不纺织，也不做衣服。
And the lily they don't make clothes.
他讲到他们的美丽啊，比这个所罗门最荣华的时候还要好。还要漂亮。
But their beauty exceeds what Solomon has.
你看主哈，他以神创造的事物啊，他能够享受他的喜乐。
The Lord can enjoy the creation.
然后主进入公开的侍奉。
And when he enter into service.
他被别人称赞的时候，主好像退起来，隐藏他自己。
When he was being praised, he kind of retreated.
当别人啊不信任他，当别人呢这个轻视他的时候，他忽然就欢乐起来。
And when people look down on him and not reject him, he has joy.
弟兄姊妹，这是不是跟我们不太一样？
Isn't it different from us?
啊，主耶稣在加百农啊行了许多的神迹。有一次他回到那里去，那里人都不理他。
In Capernaum, he did a lot of miracles, but one time the people didn't want him.
在路加福音里面记载，耶稣呢忽然就欢乐起来，说感谢，说父啊，我感谢你，因为你的美意本是如此。
And the Lord was very joyful, says that this is your will.
这是主耶稣的喜乐。
This is the joy of our Lord.
我们再讲一点点。好，主耶稣呢，他要拣选十二个门徒。
Our Lord Jesus, when he picked the 12 disciples,
他到山上去，整夜的祷告，直到天亮。
He was praying until daybreak.
天亮，他就叫了十二个门徒们来，拣选他们。
He selected 12
of them. 我们想，是不是主搞错了啊？他不知道犹大为人怎么样，所以把他也拣选了众门徒。
Well, is the Lord making a mistake? He even called Judah.
我们不能这样啊，不可能这样想。主是清清楚楚知道犹大要卖他的。
We cannot think like that. The Lord knows very well that Judas will betray him.
但他祷告父神了，父说你要拣要选他，主就选了他。
But the Lord prayed to our Father, and the Father said, "Well, you pick him, and those."
如果你今天知道有一个人天天反对你了。你要跟他在一起三年半，而且你天天很喜乐，有这种事吗？
If today if you know somebody's against you, are you going to be with this person 3.5 years and feel very joyful about it?
但主在那三年半是那样的安息和喜乐。
But our Lord during this that 3.5 years.
当犹大来要卖他，用清水来做记号的时候，主说什么呢？朋友，你要做的就做吧。
And when Judas gave him a kiss, he said, "Friend, you go ahead, do what you need."
哎呀，主里面真是有一种神圣属天的喜乐。
Our Lord has a joy that's from above.
啊，主要把这个喜乐赐给我们。
And he wants to give us this joy.
他上十字架的时候。
When he went to the cross.
啊，我们看见我们的主啊，他因着看见前头的喜乐，他就轻看一切的羞辱。
And because of the joy that was set before him, he disregard the suffering.
这就是我们主他显出来神里面的那个喜乐。
This is what we see the kind of joy that's in him.
任何的逆境，任何的反对，不可能把他这个喜乐扑灭掉。
Whatever difficulty, whatever rejection is not going to take away the.
因为这个喜乐就是他自己，就是他的性质。
Because this joy is himself.
弟兄姊妹，今天你我得救，你已经有这个了。
Now we're saved. We have this.
你相不相信呢？
Do you believe?
今年很可惜，就是很多神儿女们在主之外要去找另外一个喜乐。
It is a shame. A lot of us want to find joy outside of our life.
所以今天基督徒啊，就变成这种苦中作乐的人。不是这样，我们应该里面有一满足的喜乐。
We Christian, we need to really have this kind of joy in us.
我们在新约圣经里面看见使徒们他们活出这样的喜乐。
The apostles they live out this joy.
或者他们活在这个喜乐的里面。
Or they live in this joy.
我们今天在肉身中呢，每个神的儿女们，神主盼望我们活在这个喜乐里面。
The Lord wants us to live in this joy.
盼望整个教会的活在这个喜乐里面，就成为教会。见证。
That the whole church live in this joy and becomes our testimony.
所以我们刚才读到这些经文呢，我们看了，我们怎么样会有主的喜乐显在我们生活中呢？
When we read all these verses, how are we going to have this joy in our life?
使徒彼得在彼得前书第一章里面讲到。
In First Peter.
他说我们在百般的试炼中呢，还是会暂时的忧愁。
Says that when we're among this trial, we'll still be sad.
但在这个之前呢，他说呢，我们因着得着了救恩，有了永生的盼望呢，我们里面已经有了大喜乐。
But because we have this hope, we already have this joy.
然后我们这个人被摆在一个环境里面受试炼，我们肉身会感觉到忧愁。
And when we're put in trials, we will have this suffering.
In our flesh. 那么在这个忧愁的里面，我们信心被试验。
But our faith is tested.
他所以他底下讲到啊，我跳过一点，他说我们现在虽然没有看见过主。
So now we have not seen him.
但是我们却是爱他。
But we love him.
如今呢，在时间中，在环境中，我们虽然还不得看见他的面。
Although in time, right now we cannot see his face.
我们却因为信他呢，就有说不出来满有荣光的大喜乐。
But we have this inexpressible and glorious joy.
啊，弟兄姊妹，我们要有主的喜乐啊。所以彼得在这讲，第一个我们信他。
First is we believe him.
好，我们相信他，我们就得着了他在我们里面做我们的喜乐。
If we believe in him, we have him in us, and he's our joy.
第二个，我们学习爱他。
The second thing is we love him.
好，我们爱他呢，我们就有说不出来满有荣光的大喜乐。
And if we love him, we have this inexpressible and glorious.
或者照着彼得的次序，他说我们却是爱他。
First we love him.
然后我们却因信他。
And then we believe him.
好，我们就有说不出来的满有荣光的大喜乐。
And are filled with this inexpressible and glorious.
我们怎么样学习爱主呢？
How do we love him?
使徒约翰呢，在约翰福音里面他讲到，主告诉我们说。我们呢，要住在主的爱中。
In our Gospel of John, it says we have to abide in His love.
如果我们遵守主的命令
，If we follow His command,
我们就住在主的爱中。
Then we remain in His love.
这就是我们学习爱主。
This is how we love.
弟兄姊妹们，今天在我们生活中呢，我们要寻找机会来遵行主的命令。
We have to look for opportunity to obey.
主如果在我们里面有一点点的。教导有一点点的指示。
If the Lord prompt us and direct us,
好，我们学习顺服他。
We need to obey him.
主的话就说呢，我们就住在他的爱中，我们能享受他的爱。
This is how we remain in his love.
当我们这样住在他的爱中的时候
，When we remain in his love,
主说呢，主的喜乐就在我们里面显明出来。
Then his joy will be.
而且叫我们这个喜乐可以满足。
And this joy may be complete.
弟兄姊妹，很多时候我们碰到一些朋友们啊。
Sometimes we meet our friends.
他们会说，我讲一个具体的例子。
I'll give you an example.
有一个国内出来的访问学者。
There's from the mainland
visiting scholar.他听了福音以后，他就有一次来到我家问我。
He asked me, he heard the gospel.
他说：“伯弟兄，我跟很多基督徒谈了，他们说他们都有喜乐。”
He said, "I talked to a lot of Christians and they said they have joy."
好，我问他们，你们这个喜乐是什么喜乐
？What kind of joy?
他们说是 unspeakable 喜乐，
they said,
说不出来的喜乐。他说：“如果有一个喜乐说不出来，是个怎么领会呢？”
Well, if this joy is unspeakable, how do we experience it?
他就到我家了，然后你就给我一定要说出来，喜乐怎么个喜乐法
？You need to tell me about it. What kind of joy?
我说如果要说的话啊，那只不过你头脑领会，你还是尝不到。
I said if I talk about it, it's only you will understand it intellectually.
我就跟他讲啊 ，challenge 他。我说，如果你愿意尝尝的话，你每个礼拜找一个下午到我家来，我们一起读圣经，一起祷告。
If you really want to experience it, you come to my house and we can read the Bible together and pray.
他很认真啊，他就真的约好每个礼拜有一个下午到我家来。
So every week, one afternoon, he will come to my house.
我们读圣经啊，他也问问题，他也理会，他也接受，然后我们也祷告。
We read the Bible, he listen, and we also pray.
我祷告，他也祷告。
He also pray.
而且差不多啊，他几次以后啊，每次祷告他都流眼泪。
After a few times, you know, he always had tears after he prayed.
所以我就问他，你信主了没有？他说我还没有信。
And I asked him, have you believed? He said not yet.
好，所以我也没有办法。 他我就问他，那你有没有知不知道这个喜乐是什么？他说还是不知道。
You know this joy? I still don't know.
弟兄姊妹们，这需要我们爱他，需要我们信他。
We need to love him. We need to believe him.
那一段日子他被主吸引了，他不知道他在爱主，他每个礼拜都 faithful 的来。
He was attracted, and faithfully he came every week.
但叫他信了，他实在不容易信，因为他受的教育，他生长的背景，太多的东西，啊，这个他要越过的。
But it was very difficult for him to believe because all his background, he has to overcome.
这样大概有一年的时间。
So in a period of one year.
后来他要回国，要离开。
When he was going back.
在他走的那一天，我去他的地方，帮他收拾东西。啊，然后送他出来。
I helped him pack that day.
另外一个弟兄跟我一起去。
Another brother came with me.
那天我们收拾，他也依依不舍。
And he was not willing to go.
啊，把东西收好了，然后我说，这个天下没有不散的筵席嘛，终归要上车要离开的啊。我就跟他说，我们一起祷告。
And so I said, well, we have to depart and let's pray together.
我还记得很清楚，他的妻子已经信主了。
The wife has already.
那位弟兄陪我，他还有我们四个人围了一圈祷告。
So the four of us prayed together.
祷告完之后啊，忽然之间啊，他就伏在另外那个弟兄的肩膀上面大哭起来。
And after we prayed, he was over this other brother crying.
哎呀，真是从他心里面哭出来。
Crying from his heart.
大哭一场，哭完了，他眼泪擦干了，他脸上发光了。
After he dried his tears, he was glowing.
他告诉我说，这个喜乐真是说不出来的。
Unspeakable joy.
真是说不出来。
Really unspeakable.
他现在又回到 Oregon 来。
Now he's back to Oregon.
他放下他在国内一切的荣华富贵，到了那边，做一个很普通的工作。
He left all he had in China and came back and do a very ordinary job.
我去看他，你怎么舍得呢？
And ask him.
他自知里面。
He said, "I'm willing because of inside."
我里面有这个喜乐。
Because of the joy in me.
弟兄姊妹们，我们怎么样有主的喜乐？我们爱他。
How do we have this joy?
我们寻找他的命令，遵守他。
If we love him and we look for his commandment and obey him.
我们虽然今天看不见他。
Even though we cannot see him.
他说的话，我就信他。
But whatever he say, I believe.
彼得说：“你必然会经历。”说不出来满有荣光的大喜乐。
Peter said, "You will be filled with this inexpressible and glorious."
我自己在侍奉中见到多少弟兄姊妹活在这个光景里面，这是见证，教会该有的见证。
I see a lot of brothers and sisters living in this joy. This is a testimony.
当我们有了这样的经历，我们有这样的操练。
When we have this kind of experience.
当我们要学习保守在主的同在里。
We have to learn to keep and be remain in Him.
所以主说，等不多时啊，你们就不见我，不得见我。
In time you will not see me.
再等不多时，你们还要见我。
And then you will see me.
好，我们今天的主的同在会带给我们喜乐。
The Lord will give us His joy.
但是有的时候我们常常肉身啊，我们会受引诱啊，在主同在之外去做事情。
But a lot of times we will be tempted to get something outside.
比如像有时候说话。
Sometimes in our speech.
啊，我们说话呢，人有人的幽默，对不对？
Well, there's humor in speech.
啊，人有人的这个。啊，交往的方式，有的时候我们也跟他们说了嬉笑的话。
Sometimes we're joking with them.
如果我们不认识主同在的话，我们说完嬉笑话就完了，也没那大家很快乐。
If we don't know about the presence of the Lord, after we say, oh, everybody's kind of happy.
有一些认识主的人呢，当他们在主之外说了嬉笑的话，回来立刻觉得主不见了。
Sometimes, but these people who really know the Lord, and they when this happened to them, they talk about.
They couldn't find the Lord. They lost the presence of the Lord. 好，弟兄姊妹们，这个在我们身上是很真实的。
This is very real in our life.
一个人他性情会改变，是因为主的同在在他里面，吸引他。
our character change because of the Lord in us.
以往他是这样子开玩笑的，现在因为主的同在，啊，别人引诱他，他再也不敢，因为他失败过。
Before he's joking like that with other people, that but now he does not because the Lord teaches him.
失去主同在的人啊，他们讲，好像你刚喝了一碗汤，人告诉你说那个汤里面的有死苍蝇，那个感觉，那种味道。
When you lost the presence of the Lord, it's like drinking a cup of soup with a fly in it.
弟兄姊妹们，这些人呢，他们尝到了，所以在平时生活里面，他们就变成向着主有一个爱的注视。
So like these people, they have a focus on the Lord.
别人可以那么放肆的说话，他再不能这样说了。
Other people can do it, but they cannot.
别人可以放胆的开这个玩笑，他再不说这些玩笑的话，并不是说他失去了幽默感，他还是很幽默的。
Other people can joke about things, but they cannot. Not that they are not humorous anymore.
弟兄姊妹们，这个是主啊，我们享受主喜乐一个很重要的因素。
This is what the very reason why we experience His joy.
当我们有这样的操练哈、
When we have this kind of prayer,
慢慢在我们的生活中啊，我们会以主自己做我们的喜乐。
Then we will have the Lord Himself as our joy.
弟兄姊妹，好，所以主在那里说，再过不多时，你们就要见我。
It's why the Lord said, in a little while you'll see me.
当你们见到我的时候啊，你们的心就喜乐了。
And your heart will rejoice.
而且这个喜乐呢，是没有人能够夺去的。
And this joy cannot be taken away from you.
啊，就告诉我们说，环境不能影响我们。
That means circumstance cannot affect us.
啊，我在教会侍奉中碰到一些弟兄们、弟兄姊妹啊，他们在这一点上慢慢进入了。
I meet some brothers and sisters, and in this point, you know, they're entering in.
我们有一首短诗哈、啊，他说：“他是一切最亲，我所一切最爱。”
There's a song. It says that He's the my dearest and my beloved.
啊，他说呢，无穷喜乐原因，年日展开不改。主是我的喜乐的原因。
And the Lord is the reason for my joy.
啊，有些弟兄姊妹开始进入这个。
And lots brothers and sisters enter into this.
好，我今天中午和弟兄们一起吃饭，讲到我们那里一位弟兄，他最近找我交通一件事情。
There was a brother. He was sharing with me about certain things.
啊，他问我一个经历。他伯弟兄，我现在在家哈、啊、读圣经祷告的时候，常常啊有好像一股热流从上面浇下来。
And he said that when I'm reading the Bible in my home, it seems that there's a warmth that covers me.
他特别讲，不是从下面来的，不是从里面，是从上面浇下来的。
It's not from below, it's not from inside, it's from above.
他说我在聚会里面，波饼聚会，有弟兄姊妹祷告说，我常常就有这个经历。
And same feeling when I'm in a, having the Lord suffer.
他问我说这是什么？
What do you think is this?
他弟兄姊妹，你说这是什么？
What do you think?
这是主啊，用膏油来膏我。
This is the anointing by the Lord.
他讲这个叫我一天的生活里面的，不是那种世上人的那种快乐，是一种有力量的喜乐。
He said, "This is not the happiness of the world. This is from the joy."
叫我做事情啊，不觉得烦躁，不觉得这个琐碎。
When I do things, I'm not bothered.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，他开始。以主做他的喜乐。
See, he has the Lord as his joy.
弟兄姊妹们，我们今天呢，如果没有这些操练啊，我们可能还是以世人认为的那些事情做我们的喜乐。
If we do not have this kind of learning and practice, then what the world is still our.
好，我们能够以主为我们喜乐呢，我们有的时候能够像作诗歌的人他们的感觉，向主说：“主啊，有你就够了。”
If the Lord is our joy, then we can say that only you is enough.
啊，弟兄姊妹，只要有主就够了。
If only with you and it will.
这是主让我们过一种喜乐生活，我们里面开始有个操练。
This is what we will have.
不仅如此啊，主也讲到，他说啊，我现在告诉你们，你们将要痛苦。
And the Lord said, in a little while you're going to have suffering.
当然在约翰福音里面讲到这个，就是主啊要上十字架，门徒们呢他们要痛苦，他们要 逃走。
Okay, this is like when, of course, after the Lord's crucified, the disciples are going to be running away.
但是你们的忧愁呢要变成喜乐。
But he says your grief will turn to joy.
今天很多神儿女们在肉身中啊，主许可一些环境让我们肉身感觉到苦楚和忧愁。
The Lord allows things to happen that we will experience grief.
好像有百般的试炼一样。
If there are lots of various trials,
主能够把这些苦难呢变成一个生产的苦难。
And it will be like a woman giving birth.
弟兄姊妹们，我不晓得大家喜不喜欢去医院。
Do you like to go to the hospital?
我去医院只喜欢去一个病房。
Only like to go to one kind.
就是 maternity ward.
It's maternity ward.
因为到那里去，我们都带着鲜花，带着笑容，对不对？到哪里去？因为有一个新的生命产生了。
Because we go there smiling, bringing flower, so there's new life.
弟兄姊妹们，但是在没有生之前，那个妈妈多痛苦啊！
But you know, before the birth,
我们很多做了母亲的姊妹都有这个经历，对不对？
Lot of the mothers here have this experience.
啊，我记得有一个姊妹啊，在怀孕的时候很痛苦，就是说我再不要生第二个了。
There was a sister who had difficult pregnancy and said, "I'm not going to have another."
在她要生那个阵痛的时候，更是说啊，我怎么会怀孕呢？多么痛苦！
And when she was in a birth pain, she said, "Oh, this is difficult. Why did I even?"
一生完了，看到她的孩子，所有都忘记了。
But,
说再生一个，好快乐啊！只有姊妹有这种经历。
But after she sees her child, she's like, "Oh, I can have another one."
弟兄姊妹们，今年基督徒在地上，我们的环境中会有这些事情。
We Christian today, we will have this kind of difficulty.
但是因着主的喜乐在我们里面，他能把这些苦难变成生产之苦。
But with the joy of the Lord in us.It will be like the pain of giving birth.
变成有价值，变成有意义。
It will be something worthwhile.
在基督徒生活生中，迟早你会看见，有一些弟兄姊妹呢，他不应该快乐的，他不应该感谢的，他不应该会赞美的，因为没有这些条件。
You will see some people, you know, as if they should not be joyful, they should not be thankful.
但是你去看望他的时候。你发现他是最喜乐的人。
But when you see them, they are the most joyful.
我要讲一个姊妹的经历。
There's a sister.
20多年前我们在一起聚会。
We were together in the meeting 20-something.
是一个非常温和、非常好的一个姊妹，长得很漂亮。
It's a very good sister and very beautiful.
但是在她40多岁的时候
，When she was in his 40s.
啊，她开始有帕金森症。
She has Parkinson.
前不久我才跟我的姊妹去看她。
We just went to visit her.
她就变成现在这个样子，瘦的啊，整个人呢就像一个活僵尸一样。
It's very thin.
像个 living vampire 一样，瘦的啊。她的丈夫啊服侍她。
And the husband was serving her.
他们也不过我这个年纪，丈夫整个头发都白了。
The husband all white hair.
我以前跟他们在一起，这姊妹很爱主，这个弟兄啊，我们只能出去吃吃喝喝玩乐，讲一些笑话，不能谈主的事，因为他没兴趣。他是信主。
In the past, this brother, he's a believer, but had no interest in God.
那一天我一到他们家，这丈夫啊，就一直拉着我跟我做见证，主是 real 的，主是真的，很活的。啊，他讲他们在苦难中怎么经历主。
He told me how, in the midst of suffering, they experienced the Lord.
他说我的妻子现在这么不成人形，她最喜欢就是我带她出去吃饭。
And he said, now my wife she's like that, but she wants me to bring her.
这姊妹已经没有语言的功能，没有写字的功能，她只能用眼睛了。她丈夫用一个板子啊，指这个字是什么，她就拼出英文来，她就知道她讲什么。
She cannot speak. She can only point to letters, and then the husband can see what she's trying to say.
那天我们问他，你有没有埋怨过主？
And he said, "Have you complained?"
他眼睛发亮，看着我们说，他就摇头。
her eyes were so bright and said,
从她身上流出一种的喜乐。
And in her flows out this joy.
那个喜乐是主自己的喜乐。
And it's the Lord Himself.
弟兄姊妹，这个叫做见证。
This is testimony.
后来我走的时候，他弟兄给我一叠他姊妹做的写的见证，就是用眼睛，她丈夫在旁边打字打出来的。
And he gave me the testimony of his sister, and she just points to letter, and the husband typed it out.
叫做熔炉中数算主的恩典。熔炉是 refining fire， 他在煮那个 refining fire 里面，他得着了主的这种恩典。
It's the grace she got through the refining
fire. 这是使徒彼得告诉我们说的，我们经过这些的时候，你会得着大喜乐，但是你会暂时忧愁。
And this is what Peter said, that we will have temporary grief, but then we'll have joy.
他说，因为在这里啊，我们是经过一个锻炼。我们得出的信心呢，比那会衰残的金晶更宝贵。
But this is because this is just a testing. But what we will get is more precious than a refined.
弟兄姊妹，这是生产，主能够把我们的苦难变成生产之苦。
The Lord will change our grief into like a birth pain.
这个姊妹啊，在温哥华很多餐馆呢都欢迎她去。
A lot of restaurants welcome this sister.
因为他一去了，那一天晚上生意就好起来了。然后是个见证啊，大家都要来请跟他谈谈话。他其实不能讲话。
She brings a lot of business. A lot of people want to talk to her, but actually.
很多人看见他就到教会里面来聚会，就信主了。
And when people see her, they want to come to the church and.
弟兄姊妹们，主耶稣把他自己给我们，在他里面有他的喜乐。
The Lord gave us Himself.And in him there's joy.
我在教会里面看见啊，受苦最多的人最喜乐。
I see those who suffer most are the most joyful.
那些在世上最快乐的人最虚空。
And those who seem to be happy in this world, they're so empty.
可能你我还没有这么深刻的经历，但愿主带我们进入他的里面。
Maybe we haven't had this kind of deep experience. May the Lord help us.
最后我们讲到呢，在主里面喜乐呢，圣灵就是喜乐油。
And we said that it, to be joyful in the Lord, this Holy Spirit is the oil.
Yeah, it's
oil of joy.
对，我们讲主耶稣在肉身中啊，他呢，因着顺服了父神的旨意啊，神就用喜乐油膏他，胜过膏他的同伴。
And because our Lord obeyed God the Father, He anointed him with the oil of joy.
弟兄姊妹，神的儿女们呢、啊？今天我们在生活里面，我们可以常常经历主膏抹我们。
In this life, we can experience how the Lord anoints us.
当我们肯顺服主的时候
，When we're willing to obey,
每一次的顺服，膏油就涂抹。
Every time we obey,
我刚讲那位弟兄啊，他现在常常有这个经历，他一讲出来，好多人都很羡慕啊。本来那些就是无所谓的弟兄姊妹，大家现在都想要认真的跟随主啊。
That brother now when he speaks, a lot of people who are not serious now want to talk to him.
但是他开头的时候就是学顺服。
But at the beginning, what he learned is to be.
我今天和弟兄们讲，请弟兄们原谅，我再重复一下。他是一个做生意的弟兄。
He is a businessman.
他是有一个做生意的工老板啊，申请他从国内出来，在他的底下做贸易。
There was a businessman who petitioned him to come here from China and then do export.
他呀，就做trading呀，他就是很兢兢业业的，很忠心的为着公司啊做生意。
And he was very serious and working very hard for the company.
头几年呢，他跟他老板之间关系非常的好。
First few years, he and his boss has a very good relationship.
我常常听到他讲啊，他这个啊，讲到他老板要请他老板来聚会，他都是带着很恭敬的态度讲到他这个雇主。
And when he talk about whether to have his boss come to the meeting, he always have this respect attitude.
Yeah, very respectful. 但是过了大概三年四年以后，我就发现他不太讲，常常好像忧愁的样子。
After three, four years, he's not talking very much and is very sorrowful.
有一次他来找我。
One time he came to see
me. 他说因为我现在工作里面失去喜乐。
He said, I lost the joy in my work.
那我就听他讲了一些细节。
And I listened to some of the details.
原来呢，就好像雅各在拉班家里面，拉班脸色变，因为他做的不错啊，这老板就觉得有压力，所以就老板对他就不像以前不信任他。
The boss treats him differently now, as if does not trust him.
所以他说我祷告了很久啊，我觉得我应该离开这个公司。
And so he said, I prayed for a long time. I felt I need to leave this place.
他做了很多的这个咨询。
And he looked around.
有人告诉他说你离开可以啊，这些都是合法，你可以这样做。
A lot of people say, well, it's legal. You can do this and you can leave.
那么他也来问，跟我交通，他说我可不可以这样做。
And he shared with me and asked if I can leave.
我知道他的生命的光景，因为有些事情如果他信心不到那个光景，你要求他他做不到的，很痛苦的。
I know his situation and I know if the faith is not there yet, you know, to require him to do something is hard.
信心好像一个人的力量一样。
Our faith is our strength.
如果我们人还没有长到那么大啊，你去取超过自己力量的重量，会把这个人折伤的。
If we have not grown to a certain stature and then we get something too heavy for us, you'll get hurt.
所以那一天他问我可不可以这样做，我就回答他，我说啊，弟兄，你照着你里面的平安啊，主给你到什么地步，你就做。
So when he asked me this question whether he can leave or not, I said that you do some what's according to your peace inside.
当然也有很多弟兄们呢，就按着圣经的真理说啊，你应该这样啊，你不，他做不到。
Of course, there are other brothers who said, well, you need to be doing such and such according to, you know, the biblical principle, but he can't do it.
他是很慎重，祷告了很久，然后他就很恭敬的跟他老板讲，我辞职。
So he prayed for a long time and then respectfully he told his boss that he's going to be leaving.
他说辞职那天老板心情很好，说哎呀你辞职了，你一家人生活啊，我再给你六个月的薪水好吗。
When he told the boss that he's resigning, so the boss said, you know, okay, I'll give you 6 months of salary for you to live.
他跟老板说谢谢啊，我们还可以过得下去，就他就没有接受。
And he thanked the boss but did not take.
但是他一离开公司不久啊，就发现他老板在外面讲他很多批评的话。
But after he left, he found out the boss said very some bad things about him, and the criticisms get worse and worse.
到第四个月哈，有一天他很严肃跟我讲，我一定要到你家个别交通。
In the fourth month, he said, "I've got to come and talk to you privately."
他来他就告诉我，他说我现在里面感觉哈，我离开公司的时候，我没有带公司任何的业务出来，但以前认识我的客户，他们跟我联络，律师说是合法的，现在我要把这些客户通通的带回我自己原来的老板。
He said that after I left, of course there are some clients that they come to me. Well, legally that's okay, but now I want to give all this business back to my boss.
他说这是主在我里面说的话。
This is what the Lord said inside to me.
后来我才知道，他还回去的时候，他这四个月，他有很多资金已订货都已经付出去了，他把这货通通都还给原来公司。
And I know I
不小的数字。
There's a very big amount. All of these things that he had to give back to.
第二个礼拜他来，满脸的喜乐。
And when he
came in,
he was very joyful, very light, unburdened.
我弟兄，我还回去了，真是这个好像无债一身轻了。
He said, after I return all this to the company, I'm feeling really.
第二个礼拜，他的姊妹呢就找到工作。
And then the wife,
在州政府上班。
Found a job with the state.
然后在那一个月中间呢，有一个很大的订单，不知道什么人，是他好多年以前曾经联络的，跟原来的 business 没有关系的，打电话给他。
Then in that month there was a big order that came, and this has nothing to do with his previous business.
他说我这一张订单呢，就把我一整年全家的开销看了还多很多。
That one particular order can cover all his expense for.
在这个学习上面，他开始知道住在里面的主何等的宝贵。
And he knows that the Lord who's living in him is so precious.
所以碰到事情来，大家谈的时候，他总是一个很谨守的人。
And so every whenever we talk, he's also
very reserved, 非常的 prudent, 他非常的谨守，他不随便说话。我知道他在里面寻求圣灵的带领。
I know that he's looking for the leading of the Holy Spirit.
他不再用他的智慧，不再用他的经验。
Use his own wisdom or his own.
去年呢，这经济不景气，大家讲的金融海啸。
Last year when the economy was really bad.
有一天我跟他一起去飞机场提货。
I went to the airport to help him with.
他跟我讲，这真是经济不景气。平常礼拜一哈。那飞机场的那个提货地方都是卡车的。
He said that, oh, you know, this is really bad. It's an economy. But before, in a Monday, when there's a lot of activities going on here in the airport.
那一天呢，就只有我们一部小车子去提一点货。
That day only one day.
我问他你的生意好不好啊
？And I asked, is your business good?
他说奇妙，好，我现在呢。只要我去开发的客户，他们业务都好得不得了，订单呢做几年都做不完。
He said, "Oh, it's very amazing. My clients, they're all doing very well. The orders
done." 主给我们的喜乐也包含地上，他要给我们的祝福。
And the Lord wants to bless us with the earthly blessing too.
所以保罗劝神的儿女们。
And so Paul encouraged.
我们要靠主喜乐。
We need to be rejoiced in Him.
中文翻靠主喜乐还不太准确，原文说在主里喜乐。
In English, it says rejoice in the Lord.
今天我们在环境中喜乐，环境会变。
Circumstances will change.
在物质中喜乐，物质会变。
Material things will change too.
在人际关系中喜乐，人也会变。
In relationships, people will change.
只有在主里面喜乐。
Only if we rejoice in the Lord.
世人不能夺去他。
The world cannot take this away.
但是这个我在讲，跟昨天的平安一样，我们需要自己去操练和经历。
Same thing like peace, we need to go and experience it ourselves.
使徒保罗在腓立比书里面就教神的儿女们，我们怎么样在主里喜乐。
In Philippians, Paul teaches us.How to rejoice in the Lord.
我简单的讲啊，我们学习拣选主。
We need to choose the Lord.
我在年轻的时候唱了一首中文的诗歌。
There was a Chinese hymn.
我已拣选主耶稣，拣选他做我的世界。
I want to choose Jesus. I want him to be my world.
Yeah. 我拣选主耶稣，拣选他做我的喜乐。
I want him to be my joy.
我可以把外面的环境呢。放在一边，我到主里面去。
I can set aside outside circumstances.
让这个喜乐充满我。
And this joy will fill me.
我要最后讲一个好多基督徒的见证。
Lastly, talk about.
我再快快的讲一点点。
A lot of testimony.
保罗是一个在主里喜乐的。
Paul is one who rejoices in the Lord.
我们知道他写腓立比书里面就特别的讲到在主里的喜乐。
When he wrote Philippians, he specifically talked about rejoicing in the Lord.
有一次，我遇见一对弟兄姊妹，他们刚刚去意大利，就旅游回来。
I met a couple. They just came from Italy.
那姊妹告诉我说，她到了罗马去看了一个地洞。
The sister said she went to a catacomb.
导游带他们去，那个地洞就是保罗写提摩太后书的那个地牢。
It's where the where Paul wrote Philippians.
不是。
哦。
这个提摩太后
书。哦，他跟提摩太。
哎，我们知道那是保罗上断头台之前最后一封书信。
That was his last epistle.
有人告诉我们说呢，他写完不到一个钟头，天还没有亮，他就寻到了。
It says, after he wrote it, not less than an hour, he went to.
那姊妹递给我看，他说那个地洞啊，就是一个洞。啊，那个进口很窄很窄，一个人这样都进不去，要侧着身子挤进去，他就被放在那里面。
That dungeon was very small, you know, you have to go in sideways.
他们想保罗在那个地方，而且他知道他的结局，啊，在地上怎样离开世界，但是他何等的喜乐。
He knows his end, but he is joyful.
他在提摩太后书里面讲，我被交奠的时候到了，我心里面何等的喜乐。
It says in Timothy, 2 Timothy, I'm full of joy. I know the end is near.
有一本啊英文的啊这个灵修的书籍叫做 A Joyful Heart， 不晓得大家知不知道。
There's a devotional joyful heart.
啊，这是一位英国的基督徒啊，把尼托森弟兄一生他信息中一些的话，他把它摘录出来，编辑了一本书。
take quotes from Brother Nee and put it into a book.
尼弟兄啊，他最后的见证，他在牢里面啊，他说我，你们可以放心，我里面有喜乐。
Our Brother Nee said, you can be believer. In me there's joy.
他说我保守我里面的喜乐。
I keep my joy.
我在年轻的时候认识一位老姊妹。
When I was young, I know an elder sister.
她实在是一个在主里面喜乐的人。
She is one who rejoices in the Lord.
她走到哪里哈，她就带着那个喜乐的气氛。
Wherever she goes, she brings that joy.
我还记得82年呢，我回台湾参加她带领的一个特别聚会。
In 1982, I went to a meeting that she led.
那个聚会呢，充满了喜乐。
There was such joy in that meeting.
那个喜乐，每一个人，就是小孩子到那里都感觉得到。
Everyone, even children who went there.
是一个神圣的喜乐。
It was a holy joy.
我想那不过是一个哈属主的人把主的喜乐带来的一点点的见证。
This is what somebody who belongs to the Lord can bring to others.
而主耶稣自己就是那个喜乐。
And our Lord is that joy.
你知道。如果能够遇见主，那不知道是多快乐的事情。
We can meet the Lord. It's such a joyful thing.
我不能想象，我每次想到我就羡慕说主啊，巴不得快见你的面。
I cannot imagine, but whenever I think of that, I said, "Oh, I want to see the Lord."
好，我们的主，他是喜乐的神。
Our Lord is the Lord of joy.
他但愿他的喜乐在我们的中间。
May His joy be among us.
不论任何的环境领导。
Whatever the circumstances.
我知道有一些弟兄姊妹，可能你们的家里遭遇一些事情，要照顾老人，会有很多的劳苦。愿主的喜乐在我们。
There's a lot of things going on. Maybe in your family, you have to take care of the elderly.
我们能够活出主自己的见证。
That we will live out His testimony.
我们一同一点祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢你，你把你自己赐给我们，你也把你的喜乐赐给我们。主啊，我们已经尝到了你的滋味，我们已经享受了你的喜乐。主啊，但愿我们的心爱你，但愿我们的心学会相信你。主啊，好叫我们在各样的环境中能够活出并且经历享受那说不出来满有荣光的大喜乐。主啊，愿你祝福你的话语，愿你祝福你的教会，让我们在地上无论遭遇何种的情况，主啊，我们能够向你说有你就够了，因为你把你的喜乐赐给我，并且这个喜乐在我们里面是满足的喜乐，这个喜乐是世人不能夺去的喜乐，这个喜乐叫荣耀颂赞尊贵都归给爱我们的父神。 谢谢你听我们的祷告，奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
阿门。